At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. We're just a normal podcast of guys who don't say bad things ever.
How's it going?
Other family-friendly friends?
I don't say bad things ever in my life.
We're just a couple of... We're just...
Five. Five today.
Five.
Five.
Yeah. We're just here. Introduced our
yummy,
guest.
Yummy
introduced
is here. Yummy. Strawberry.
Hello, is here. Everyone.
Strawberry.
Hello,
Yummy. Hello, Mr. Yummy. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Reference.
Yummy, how you been, bro?
What's your political stance?
Yeah, who'd you vote for?
Just right off the bat.
What's your social security number?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Yummy.
How much money did you make in 2020?
Like 10 grand.
That's not good.
That's not good.
That ain't the worst. I can get you a lunch sandwich.
Unless you're like homeless, then I guess 10 grand would be good.
You could get a lot of bologna sandwiches actually for that much soup. So,
yeah. Trust me. I know. I've tested the market.
Do you still? Does anybody in this call right now still eat bologna sandwiches?
Absolutely.
No.
Really?
Oh, here we go. Let me hear it. Go ahead.
It's disgusting meat, bro.
It's water. Water meat. It's just water.
Mystery goo.
Listen, sometimes I like to be nostalgic to my childhood and upbringing. I'm sorry I wasn't some rich Arab that had oil money. Okay, Blarg, we didn't all grow up with oil money.
I ate bologna growing up. It was when I was older, and when you go to peel a bologna off another bologna, it sounds like fucking Velcro. That made me realize I probably shouldn't eat this.
Well, you know, that Velcro is the sound of my childhood, Blarg. So if you don't like it, go back to your country.
I haven't left Canada.
Yes, I love this country.
No, I don't eat it very often. I prefer ham.
Have you had mortadella? Because mortadella is literally just like fancy bologna.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Is that the bologna that has like the little olive slices in it?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's not. It's like bologna, but it's not technically bologna. It's just fancy bologna, though. It's the same.
Y'all eat weird shit, dude.
Fancy bologna.
Mortadella is fancy bologna.
An oxymoron.
Oxymoron.
Bologna is fancy enough. I mean, I don't know what more you could do to it to make it better.
When you go to a steakhouse, that's what they offer you, is a rolled up bologna slice.
How would you like your bologna cooked?
Dipped in water.
You telling me a fried bologna sandwich ain't good? Go to hell.
Wait,
that sounds like cancer and diabetes.
You never had a fried bologna sandwich?
No. How do you deep fried or just like pan fried?
Just like you put it in a frying pan and get it all crispy.
Somebody stop pitching their beer.
No.
That is very distracting.
Oh, yeah. Beer.
Well, I didn't grow up with Arab oil and California money.
Why can't you say oil?
Arab oil.
Mark, why can't your country use dollar bills and not cartoons?
True. Honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. I have no rebuttal for that. Yeah, our money is plastic. Actually, our money melts now.
If you burn it.
Ours gets ruined
if it gets wet. Yeah, or if you burn it. Yeah, what do you... Shut up. But our new money is now vertical. Same with Australia's. Wow. I don't know. I saw a $10 bill for the first time in like a year, and that shit, like vertical, not horizontal. And I didn't like that.
Cringe.
To be honest.
It's quirky.
Vertical money. But what is the reasoning? Like, why do they make it vertical?
I don't know. I feel like it was just like an art choice. Or like, yeah, that looks cool. I don't know.
And that's fucking dumb. Y'all can't get shit right up there.
It's easier to put it in vending machines the right way. The only thing I could think of.
Maybe, but that's a pretty niche problem to fix all of money. Like, to vending redo machines the kill whole people. Money.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Is that like 9 vending machines kill people a year or something like that?
I think it's more than sharks, if I'm being honest.
Vending machines?
Yeah.
Why? People, the people mystery like, killer.
People like shake them to get their stuff out and it like and falls on them and crushes them.
Oh, I was like, what are you, yeah, what are oh you talking God. About? Just like has a gun?
That's a weird statistic.
Yeah.
So in the US, it's an average of 4 deaths per year.
From a vending
machine. Oh my God.
From a vending machine.
You think after the first one, people would learn?
To not
well, that's just learn. That's just with anything, McNasty. You know, people just don't learn or they don't care to true. Learn.
And he did say the statistic was the US and we're like statistically one of the dumbest fucking countries. So I guess it makes
yeah,
sense.
You guys are definitely up there. I wonder what Canada's vending machine. Watch it be like 200 a year.
Slides on all the ice. Rams people.
All Canadian vending machines are extremely top heavy. They're shaped like an upside down triangle.
Well, all I could see is that somebody took vending machines in BC and started putting opioids in them instead of actual things.
Dude, that's epic. Why can't we have that here? Everyone's got to be all politically correct.
Does that make that person an oxymoron?
That was...
Like Oxycontin moron.
Yummy, what's life like in Vegas? I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine that you see a lot of fucking dumb shit in Vegas. Yeah,
crackheads.
Lots of homeless people jaywalking, causing a surprising amount of car accidents. I've seen 3 since I've lived here of homeless people jaywalking and people rear-ending each other.
What niche issue?
So that happens a shit ton. Other than that, where I live now, it's actually really nice. Pretty quiet.
Oh yeah, didn't you just move into your new place?
I've lived in 3 different houses in Vegas.
Oh wow, why?
First one.
You guys were in the gamer mansion.
Yeah, so we had the nonsense house, which was the first house, and then we moved to the gamer mansion under Space Station.
Is that the official name?
Gamer Mansion.
Yeah, the gamer mansion. That we could not afford, and they were like, hey, if you guys want to stay here and continue to pay the rent, you can. We were like, hell no. So
now Cobb lives with his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what we did. Through nonsense. And now Cobb lives with his girlfriend in an apartment, and I'm rooming with Evan in a house pretty close by.
Do y'all go gambling a lot?
Well, I can't. Not for another month.
Wait, what?
Are you not, you're not 21 yet?
No, I'm 20.
Wait, you have to be 21 to gamble?
Yeah.
Oh,
unless they won't even let you
in
there. Water.
They won't even like. They won't even like let you in the fucking casino. I remember as a kid, I went to one with like my grandfather, and they were like, "Yeah, you can't come in here." I was like, "What the fuck? I can't watch."
Yeah,
no, I was in New Jersey.
In Vegas, they let you in here.
Oh well, I went to Vegas as a maybe like a teenager, a young teenager, with my family, and they wouldn't let me in any of them. So
maybe you can't go like onto the casino floor and like sit at a table, but you can, there's restaurants in the, where the casinos are. So you have to kind of walk through them anyway to get to where you want to eat for a lot of places.
Yeah. If you're like in the like slot area or like the tables and stuff. Yeah.
On the other side of that, I was in Atlantic City and
that's
you,
where
could just,
been.
You could just walk into any casino. They don't even card you.
Really? That's not how it was for me, which I was an extremely small child at the time. Like fucking baby tier. Human.
I don't know why when I imagine Super's younger, he has the same exact head.
I was actually an adorable like child. So.
It's like the George Lopez show when he's a kid. He's just a small body with his big George Lopez head.
I got my first $2 check from YouTube and spent it on meth, and then it all went downhill. So,
and that's when you started screaming in all your videos.
I might come out here short again and shave one day and surprise everyone.
Bring back Justin Bieber Dallas.
Yeah
I didn't like that.
I think if I ever get my hair cut again, I'll probably like, I don't know.
You should get a super fade. Like fuck boy haircut.
No. Yeah.
Like shave sides and like frayed in the front.
Yeah, fade.
No.
No thanks.
I don't think you should do that at any point in your life.
I like having long hair because I like, whenever growing up, like when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to. All my coaches made me cut it for baseball.
Isn't it just like annoying to deal with though?
Oh, it's very annoying,
like,
dude.
I hate having long hair. I have long hair right now, and it's just like, I wake up and it's just like matted to my face. Part of it's like stuck in my eye. Like,
well, it, like my hair is extremely annoying.
You know,
because
you can move your hair, McNasty.
My hair is super straight. Like, extremely
super
fucking straight.
Yeah, so is mine.
Super straight, the new sexuality?
Yeah,
the yeah, new one. Like, extreme yeah. straight.
Or you just never see
even,
right through.
Never
men.
Even thought about sucking a dick at all.
So. Well, hold on.
Don't speak for your hair.
But yeah. it sucks. But yeah, having long hair isn't fun. I hate that it's so straight. I wish it was a little more curly, you know.
Mine is.
Have you ever
weird.
Had it like pulled on during sex?
Somebody just he just pulled on his hair like pigtails.
Your
like,
dad does get a little into it sometimes. Like
when you're fucking bikers, they just need something to grab onto. Oh yeah, soup.
Fucking awful.
I like you, McNasty. I like to keep my sexual details off the interwebs.
Oh, so, okay. Okay. Keep your biker fuck sessions private. I'm sorry.
Yes, I would like to do that.
Yes. Need to set some boundaries here.
McNasty, would you fuck me? Be honest.
No. Fuck no.
I feel like
you,
I feel
you
like
you smell like dirt.
I feel like you would really desperately fuck me.
I probably would for the views.
Put a bag on your head.
For the views? Who's watching?
Hey, if you guys never seen me with some makeup
on. Watch.
No, I haven't seen you
I
with makeup
like
on.
I look like the fucking singer of Poison if I got some makeup on my...
So a dude with makeup on.
Oh, shit.
I feel like McNasty would fug me.
I feel like everybody would fug you.
Fug me.
I mean,
fug
like, dude always smells like a bar of soap. That's like dude's scent.
I think he smells like old people soap too, like some like Irish Spring bar soap.
Irish Spring,
just like mothballs, old closet smell.
I'll have you guys know, I actually have good hygiene, mm-hmm. and
yeah, I feel you like
know.
You do. I feel like you've talked about your hygiene before.
Just because I have long hair and a beard doesn't mean I smell like shit.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because if I ever see like an old video of you and you have your short hair and you're clean shaven, you just look like you smell better.
My mom.
No, you look like you smell like power bait.
My mom. Yeah,
see, I can't
like-
wait for the day you do a fucking face reveal. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Dude, I want to know what your mom thinks soup smells like.
Oh, my mom thinks you smell like horse shit, dude. She's seen your profile
what?
Picture before.
Really?
Yeah, she's seen your profile picture before, and she's like physically flinched because of all the dip in your mouth. She's
the
like,
dip,
oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's fair. Honestly, just going off his profile picture, he does look like he smells like meth and Cheetos. So
yeah,
that's the whole, I get that. That's the character.
Yeah, no, that's the
well,
bit.
That's her whole opinion of you because that's all she has to go off of. So.
Well, it sounds like your mom. It sounds like your mom Whoa. Needs a good old cowboy fucking.
All right, it's been real, guys. You guys can have like 25% of the company. Yummy, you can Yay. Have it. I'm out.
Yummy, enjoy your $0.
Yummy, you're the new goon. I'm gone.
Yummy, you're the new person to not get paid for anything. Oh shit!
What is a cowboy fucking?
No. It's like no, a not exploring
fucking,
this.
It's like a bucking bull, baby.
Is she riding you?
Stop.
Either way, she can ride. I can get rode. I'll be the bull. Your cowboy fuckings when you peg me and I hop around like a bull rider.
I would actually pay so much money to see Dude's mom peg you.
Oh, Episcopalian.
I appreciate the offer, dude, but I think I'm also going to have to pass on this one. 25%.
Just don't ever... Let them know about your mom, dude.
I don't have a mom.
Mm. I got two dads, but you know.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't believe that.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't know why I just had a stroke. You definitely don't have two dads. Hold on.
I'm fuck genuine. Off. Fuck off.
Two best two dads.
You have two dads, Soup, in South Carolina?
Well, technically three if you count Gordon.
Ramsey?
Yep.
All right.
That's sick, dude.
I want to ask Yomi a question. Yomi, you ever been like walking down the street in Vegas and seen like a naked man running across the road or something? It's like something crazy.
Where do you
like some
dude,
wild shit?
This is still a city, like a real city.
Yeah, but it's fucking Vegas, dude. Like, is there any wild shit that you've seen that you're like, what the fuck? Like, only in Vegas.
No.
He's in the suburbs, to be fair.
Do you ever go and do anything, dude?
He doesn't live on the streets of the strip.
I don't, like, live in the crackhead part of Las Vegas. I live in a pretty nice house. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. I see, like, white people running their dogs every day.
Ooh.
So if you think that's crazy,
you've never been like downtown Vegas and just seen some.
I mean, there's definitely a
downtown
lot.
Downtown Vegas
people.
Is really family friendly.
I wouldn't really agree with that.
Yeah, I saw Mickey. Mickey Mouse smoking weed on a stair step.
Okay.
Like five.
Here is something crazy that I've seen. The first time I went to the old strip, which is like north of the current one, it's like old downtown Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure.
Is the one that has that big like thing, the awning over the top?
Yeah, with all the lights
and
stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Right, so that area, first time I went there, there was two guys, one of them had a backpack, the other guy handed him the backpack and he dropped it, and like 15 syringes fell out in like a foil ball.
Oh my god.
They picked it all up and put it in a backpack, they traded the backpack, and then they both walked in different directions, and I was like, that was a shit ton of heroin or something.
That was a fucked up drug deal.
And I was with my mom, and then, dude, that whole day was horrible, because that's where all the showgirls are and stuff. And I'm just a young man, and they were eyeballing me, and I was with my sweet mother, and they kept wanting to take pictures with me, and I was embarrassed.
Just, like, tits out.
Yeah, tits and ass out. You could see nipples and shit, buttholes. With my mom, my Christian
buttholes?
Mom.
I thought they weren't allowed to show their buttholes on the
they
strip.
Wear,
I thought that was
they
like
wear,
their...
like, thongs, but you can definitely
so you
see
like,
some butthole.
Peeking out.
Yeah, a little bit of asshole brown.
Some talkers.
A little bit of asshole brown. You'd think those would be the people to have, like, their butthole bleached.
But there's a shit ton of homeless people
it's
sleeping.
It's like floss over a donut.
Ew. There's a lot of homeless people that sleep on the sidewalks on the strip downtown. They're, like, falling away. No, I would never. I've seen them dig through trash and go right back down to go sleep on the sidewalk. So, no, I would not cuddle with them.
You know what the most annoying part about the strip is? Is those guys that always flick the cards at you. I'm talking about
the cards.
The one where they have like this lady can go to your hotel room tonight and they have a phone number on them.
And like every 16 steps, there's some dude like just flicking the card at you, telling you like take it.
Dude, I thought you said car. I was like, what are you fucking talking about? Flicking a car.
Yeah.
Like, you just meant like little dinky cars. It's just some guy that just chucks cars at you on the strip.
It's like, that's not happening. At you. Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, whenever I was in Vegas, I saw like a big fucking truck drive by that just had like naked bitches on it and had a number on it. And I dared my friend to text the number. And he was like just saying some fuck shit. And he was just like, the guy replied, or woman, or whoever, and was just like, you know prostitution is illegal, right? And he was like, come on, daddy needs some suck. He never replied. It was so fucking funny. Just saying the most dumb shit.
I feel like a goon trip to Vegas needs to happen at some point.
Yes.
It needs to be documented.
Yeah. You'll sleep in my room.
One of us would probably end up with our credit cards or something stolen. That's a fact.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just going to walk around giving my social security number to people.
Somebody's going to get their head shaved also. What else would there be? Dude might lose his virginity if he goes to Vegas with us.
Yeah, that's what I've been holding out for. Random prostitute in Vegas. That's what I've been holding out for 27 years.
You've never been like super duper sloppy drunk with the boys ever, so you
never
know what
he's
going to
fuck the boys?
Oh, I'll listen to you guys.
He might.
No.
I'll listen
he
to you guys.
He gets super 100%. Fucked up and tries to sleep with one of us.
I probably have to leave the goons.
It would be so awkward after that.
I don't really think so. I'd probably be pretty okay.
You would be okay if you were sleeping and dude just walked in with a rock hard cock and tried to spread your ass.
Just didn't say a word and came in and did that. Just didn't say a word and walked in.
Not even trying to fuck us. He's just like walking in boner naked.
You can't turn him down the first time he's trying to have sex. You got to accept it. You're going to scar him forever.
I'll never try again. Yeah, a boner. You need to. An open boner. Openly concealed boner. That doesn't make sense. Openly.
Wait, yeah. That's
not right. Concealed. Open carry boner. Yeah.
Open carry boner.
Yeah, that's. You have to have sex.
Yep.
Okay.
That sounds like a famous actress. Open carry boner.
Anyway.
If you care about Dew, you'll fuck him. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Yummy.
Turns out I don't give a fuck about you.
I don't really give a shit about him. I care about you.
Hey, Applebee's and Smash afterwards, my man. Let's do it.
We missed our opportunity last time.
I feel like you've heard your parents say that or something. It's a very old person.
That was his first words.
Applebee's and Smash?
It hasn't worked in 27 years, though. Ain't nobody going to Applebee's.
You're 27 now, dude?
Yes.
God damn.
That has to be one of the worst chain restaurants. Applebee's?
Oh, it's awful.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
There's one thing I like at Applebee's that I've never found anywhere else, and they're wonton tacos. You ever had those?
Yep.
No, those are okay.
Those are like really good. It sounds weird, but they're like...
They're pretty good.
It's like a little Asian taco, and it's made with like a wonton, so it's like crispy. And they're like kind of sweet.
Wait, how's it work? Is it like in an actual taco shell? Like, is it a hard shell?
No,
tortilla? Like, what?
The wonton is the shell, and it's got Asian stuff in it. Oh,
it is essentially a hard shell because it's the wonton, but
it sounds like hell.
You sound like a bitch.
That sounds all right.
They're actually pretty good, but yeah, like Applebee's, like burgers and stuff, their steak is terrible.
I went there one time and I was like, never again.
Yeah. Don't sponsor us, Applebee's. We don't want your sponsorship.
Yeah,
please.
Really don't want any amount of money that you could ever offer.
I'll pay you to not sponsor us.
I'd rather have McDonald's sponsor us.
My morals will not allow me to be sponsored by you. My morals.
That's not like Deuce saying Earl.
My morals.
Damn Southern boys will just be Southern boys. And pronouncing words weirdly.
Yep.
Oh, to the next topic.
You really gotta stop.
When I push it to the limit, this mic, eclipse. Unfortunately.
That's the third time it's done that. Since
I just got a new interface a few days ago, and I still haven't completely dialed in yet. So I
got that vibe by the sound of your microphone literally exploding.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, this guy has asked this multiple times. I haven't seen it until this one. But it's got a bunch of upvotes.
I forgot that we have topics and we're doing a podcast right now.
It's got a bunch of upvotes on YouTube, so I guess I should ask it. They want to know which of us has the hairiest feet.
Oh, I got hairy ass feet.
I don't have hairy feet.
I have zero hair.
I have hobbit feet.
Well, I guess there you go. There's the answer. The dude.
Yeah, my feet aren't very hairy.
What about you?
I'm not hairy. Nope. Not hairy here.
Yeah, you don't really seem like a hairy person.
All right, well... Wait, Yummy looks like a hairy person?
No, he doesn't look like a hairy person.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like Yummy has like three pubes.
Yeah, maybe four or five, but yeah, you got it.
Enough to count. For being an Arab, I'm actually... I'm actually glad that I didn't get like the Arab jeans where just like my back looks like a throw rug.
Do they wear jeans over there?
No.
I think that's all they wear.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
No jeans. I'm pretty sure
they wear jeans and flip-flops.
Yeah, jeans, flip-flops, and like a partially unbuttoned golf shirt that they got from like Goodwill.
With like Sasquatch hair just coming out the buttons.
I just see them in like robes.
I think you watch too many movies.
Burlap sacks.
They drive cars on two wheels and turn around in the desert and wear robes.
Those videos are so funny. The Arabs is ripping down the highway on two wheels in their Toyotas.
That is honestly what Good Enough Auto should have been, Blart.
Yeah.
Dude, we don't have any roads here. I don't even want to try that. How do you try that? Like, there's got to be a first time where you try to get your car on two wheels and you either fucking die or you know how to do it.
There's no trial and error. It's just
no, dude. There's so many like live leak videos of people doing that, and then their car flips and they just go flying like 40 feet into the air. It's like, yeah, that looked worth it. You got that cool Instagram video.
I feel like your genetics would just take over, man. It's like when you throw a dog in the water for the first time, it just knows how to swim. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
So if you just put me in an old Toyota, I'm just going to end up on two wheels cruising down the highway.
Yeah, if I tip you on your side, you'll balance perfectly. Just the way it is.
How do you even get a car to do that? Like,
They basically drive in an S and keep going, and it slowly tips more and more as they get more speed. Oh. And then eventually it just ends up on its side, and they just use the accelerator to balance it. And
Sounds like you know a lot about this.
Yeah. As I started talking, I realized like there's going to be a comment at the end of this. But no,
I'm really fucking
it.
Excited for this next Good Enough Auto episode, bro.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'm not driving on two wheels on a sandy desert highway.
Good Enough Auto doesn't care about his fans.
Fuck off.
Give the viewers what they want.
Yes. Next topic. I'll yell in the cave. Did I say anything about why my room is reverby right now on the last one? Because there's a lot of comments, and I don't know if I said anything. Okay, well, it's going to be reverby for the next couple episodes while I wait for soundproofing foam to get to my new room. Okay, cool. Move on. All right, next topic. Anybody got one?
Nope.
Are you still using a cat's bed for
no,
like...
I'm not using anything. I've given up. I used a cat's bed to do a raid ad, and now I'm just shouting into the empty room.
McNasty has groomed me into Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft people are really good at grooming things.
I can't just, like, ask you to play. I have to groom you into it.
Soup's never groomed anything before on his body, but he's about to start grooming for
Minecraft.
Except
a horse. Groom a horse.
Have you ever lived on a farm, Soup?
No.
Have you ever been to a farm?
Yes,
I have many
have you
times.
Ever rode a horse?
Yes.
My sister used to own a horse. It was in our backyard for a couple days.
Half my relatives own farms.
That's dope. That
do? What kind of farms?
Yes.
Okay, let's leave that there.
Next topic. No, they had like
we didn't even
they have
say
like
anything. We didn't even say anything. I don't know. Were we talking about horses? No. What's everyone's horse experience? Anyone have any fun horse stories? God, we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel today.
Horse stories. I'm allergic to horses. Rode horse, sneezed a lot. That's my story.
I fucked a couple horses in my day.
I can't find a good topic because whenever I go to look for one, it's topic for next podcast. Have any of you watched Food Network? And which chef would you have intercourse with?
That was a great time.
Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri, 100%, bro. We can make sweet love and you can make me some garlic bread afterwards.
Gordon Ramsay, because I want him to scream into my asshole.
John Mason says, if you were able to become an inanimate object, what would it be?
Squirrel.
Porn star's dildo.
That's a good one. Not surprised.
Yeah, you don't agree. That's a good one.
I'd probably become a rock.
Steve Vai's guitar.
Oh, yeah, I should have won that one.
Dang. He can hold me in his arms.
Madison Beer's iPhone.
Ooh, also another good one.
Mm.
I would become... Well, that's not technically inanimate, is it, dude? Because it's got Siri. So you'd have to turn into Siri. God.
Okay, well, I will be Madison Beer's Siri.
Then he gets to talk to her. That's even better.
Madison Beery.
Getting new directions to the nearest Looney and Toonie Bank.
I don't sound like that.
I feel like Madison Beer could totally be Canadian.
Who?
I think she's got Canadian vibes.
Oh, Madison Beer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where she's from.
I think she's just from California. I think she's just a basic white girl.
She is from New York.
Actually,
which is arguably
that's like
worse.
The East California.
Yeah, they're all the same.
East California.
Cheese, ham, or egg butter?
Cheese, ham, or egg butter?
You wanted me to get topics. That's what I thought. That's
cheese,
the first
ham,
answer.
Cheese, ham, or egg butter?
Yes.
Well, probably cheese, ham.
But, like, both of those can be ingredients to other things. Like a chicken cordon bleu is chicken.
Cheese, ham?
Cheese and ham, yeah. Or, like, any baking is What was it? Egg butter? Yeah.
You can use butter to cook eggs. Like it makes it so the pan. Like,
yeah, I'd probably just do like egg butter. I feel like that's a bit more versatile than cheese ham. Why are we talking about this?
I didn't actually expect an in-depth answer to that. That should tell me to shut the fuck up and we move on.
This has got to be the worst episode we've ever done.
Yeah, we've had Yummy on for this one too.
Thanks, guys.
Yummy, you're bad juju.
No, I'm not.
Yummy's bad juju.
You guys came unprepared and you're blaming it on your guest. Fuck off.
Why don't you have fun things about meth in New Vegas? Wait, New Vegas?
I said the same thing too.
I was expecting Yummy to come in here with like some banger Vegas stories.
There's none.
Yeah, I saw a booby with mom.
I live in a white neighborhood. I see white people walk around with dogs.
Come to Vegas and see for yourself. There's not crazy shit going on like you think.
Dude, I went to Vegas for a few days and I saw some wild shit while I was there.
Talk about it.
You were the wild shit. That was probably the issue.
I would walk down the road.
You're doing meth behind a dumpster.
Dude, I was walking down the fucking road. I saw a big brown fucking school bus with black smoke rolling out of it, pulled over by the cops.
Like, what's going on?
I'm
pretty sure they were fucking cooking meth or something in the school bus driving down the road. Just like shit like that. Like, you don't have any stories where you've seen wild shit? I went in a helicopter through the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I did that. That was fun. Yeah, that was really cool.
Grand Canyon's dope. I saw a double rainbow.
I haven't done touristy shit yet.
Huh?
I haven't done any touristy shit yet.
That's the most exciting thing I do.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Rainbow in Vegas.
I saw clouds in Vegas. It was crazy.
That is pretty rare. I'm not gonna lie.
It actually is weird. Yeah, when I was in Vegas, it rained, so.
That happens like twice a year.
That happened to me as well. It was weird. I was walking down the road and it was raining and it was like the heat there is so different that it's like I thought it was acid rain because it was like hitting my skin and it was like tss, tss, and it was fucking burning.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck
insane.
Is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Even
yeah.
when it's like cold, the sun is burning your skin.
That's fucked.
What it feels like.
Have you cooked an egg on your sidewalk yet? I feel like everybody does that there.
No. I don't think anybody does that.
We have a very false impression of New Vegas, apparently.
New Goons gaming video. Follow New Vegas.
Yeah, we have to at this point.
I'm down for that. I call dibs on being the one that plays it. Fuck
okay.
y'all.
Okay.
We should also play the last three
episodes. Episode. Game so far, so go ahead.
You know, it's a Soup's channel and we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about going down to the strip and recording like the IRL interview videos and interviewing crackheads. I feel like that'd be
Please do that. That would be so funny.
Amazing.
I feel like you're going to get mugged though. Just holding a microphone, you're just going to get stabbed and you're going to sell that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You need to like bring a full like ballistic suit to go do interviews with crackheads in Vegas.
Like, you can't do it now because of COVID, which sucks, but.
I went to a fucking club one night when I was there, and this whole group of like Asian people rented this booth, and like if you rent a booth, that's like what, $2,000,
probably,
right?
Yeah,
usually.
Like it's not cheap, and they have like security around the booth or whatever. And halfway through the night, this Asian dude had a stack of $1 bills, and just like threw it up in the air, in this booth, and then they left. So there's just. All this money laying around on the ground that's just $1 bills. And I told my friend, I was like, hey, you should go in there and pick up all that money. So he asked the security guard if he could go into this booth area. And all this money is just on the ground. And it's like soaking wet. Just wet $1 bills. And my friend my friend picks up all the money. It was like $60 in $1 bills. So that's like a wad. It's like a little wad of money.
I feel like that's so much more like degrading than $60 is worth. Like
it was so funny. Just like the security is just sitting there watching him like shaking their head like, what the fuck is this guy? This long-haired fuck. Like, what is this long-haired fuck doing? And then we go to the casino and he gets... He gives this wet wad of money to like the lady to exchange it for chips or whatever.
Yeah.
She's just like, why is this money all wet?
Fucking disgusting.
And then he left it in our hotel room bathroom for the night with the fan on. so it would all dry out.
That probably didn't do shit.
And then we went to a blackjack table, and a different night, we were like super drunk, and my friend went to a blackjack table, and the guy was just like, "Yeah, I'm not counting all those ones." And my friend was just like, "Is my money not good here? My money not good enough?" Like fucking trying to get in a fight with this blackjack dealer.
Has money. Like,
yeah, it's like, bro, let's leave.
It's club ground money.
Yeah, just wet ground Asian money.
Like burpees on it. I would not.
So fucking funny.
Okay, you mentioned
gross.
A rich Asian, and that reminded me of something that I did in Vegas. So
you did a rich Asian?
I did not do a rich Asian, but I did something that involved a rich Asian. So, you know, okay. Beats by Dre?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the parent company from a while ago, I think they parted ways now, but it's Monster Audio. And okay. The founder is Noel Lee. And we went to his house because they were trying to get into gaming, and he has a house here in Vegas. He has like 10 houses, one of them here in Vegas. And when we pulled up, it's in like a gated neighborhood where like Steve Aoki and a bunch of other like rich ass famous people live up on the hills outside of Vegas. And this dude has like a $12-13 million house with like, there's two Rolls Royces there. There's like a Dodge Demon. There's a Ferrari. There's all kinds of crazy shit.
A Dodge Demon?
Yeah. It's like the Hellcat or whatever.
Just,
but
yeah, it's just a Charger, but big.
Yeah. It's got like a 1,000 horsepower or something.
Oh yeah. I've seen these. They're all like beefy looking.
Yeah.
And he's just this old ass dude. He's probably like 70 something. And there is like a handful of 20-year-old bitches just at his house with the baddest titties and the biggest asses. And they're just walking around like his slaves. And he's in a wheelchair, just like rolling around telling them everything he wants.
Why is he in a wheelchair?
He's old. I don't know. He's got something going on health wise. Oh.
You should wait till he has dementia and just bring over a contract that like signs all his money over to you.
Okay, that's just so fucked. I'm not over. Even gonna think about doing that, but
no, that'd be a good meme, dude.
Good meme. Steal hundreds of millions of dollars from this one old guy who has no idea what's going on.
Why do you want to get into gaming if he was 70?
He had like younger people trying to like run his business for him, but he wasn't having it. Like they were giving him a bunch of ideas and shit. And he was getting pissed off at this meeting at his house. It was kind of funny. His son was there, and he just kept telling him to fuck off. And he was trying
great
to
great dad.
They had like. They had like really generic gaming products, like the cheap Walmart version of like keyboards and mouse headsets and stuff. And he was trying to tell them like the quality wasn't there because we were also giving our feedback, and he wasn't having it. He was not happy. But I just thought it was funny him having all those women at his house when he's so old for no reason. Just
yeah, it's not
around.
Like he's pounding them. His dick probably won't work.
Just around his son. Nice.
Yeah, just a bunch
what a
of
way to grow up.
Just a bunch of prostitutes hanging out while your son's over.
Fuck it, dude. Gang, gang. Am I right?
Yeah, that guy's crazy rich.
I would not say gang, gang if I went to my dad's house and he had 20 prostitutes over while he was rolling around his wheelchair.
Why not? You some kind of little bitch or what?
I would be concerned for his mental health.
Yeah, yes. I think he's gone off the deep edge. Like he's done.
Fair enough.
Okay. Sorry, I'm scrolling for another topic. Yeah. I thought one looked good.
I'm going to toss in a little toot right there for you, boy.
Yeah, if it's silent for like 2 seconds, you just make a fart. Why do you do that? Is that like your nervous?
It's like a podcast thing. I don't know. I just
No. It's not even a podcast thing. It's just like a thing.
You cannot have
nervous. No, if there's 0.5 seconds.
Nervous mouth fart is my
giving a serious speech. No,
like, is there anything you guys do like bite your fingernails or anything?
Shit my pants.
Let's make the situation way worse.
Before every job interview, I just warm up my diaper
first
by shitting
just
in it.
Yeah, first date, there's like 2 seconds of an awkward silence. Just all in his diaper.
A log rolling down your pants.
So what do you do for work?
They just immediately hire you as a janitor. They see how good you clean yourself up.
I feel like I wanted to hire somebody who's covered in shit to clean up shit. They would just be putting different shit on the wall.
I like how when all else fails, we end up on the shit topic.
Yeah, baby.
There's no fucking way around it. It's amazing.
Do you guys not actually have any like nervous tics or anything you do when you're like nervous or anxious or anything? Really?
I like having something in my hands, not like a dick or anything like somebody's about to say, but...
Okay, I didn't think...
Nobody was going to say that.
Yeah, I didn't think... I'm nervous. I better get a hand job.
Heart-throbbing cocker.
Not like 12 large lobsters in between each finger.
Wait, 12?
The most specific thing ever. Not like the launch codes or anything, you know, just...
What? The large lobsters?
I like that he said 12 lobsters between his fingers. That is not 12. If you... There should be 10.
It's a little uneven. You got stuff for a couple of extra in between your fingers.
But it has to be 12. It has to be.
That's the way math works.
I've noticed mine. I open up a social media and I just stare at it and don't even scroll.
Like, that's pretty hot.
I guess I could do that too.
And we'll just like blankly stare at Twitter screen.
I just scream. Like,
yeah, we know. Oh my god.
That explains so much.
There was one kid I went to high school with, and he used to.
Oh, soup's nervous.
Bullfrog Dallas.
What's making you nervous, buddy?
He used to. This guy was weird. I met him probably when I was like 10. He lived with one of my friends, and his dad. He didn't have a mom. His dad used to just go travel for like 2 years, and not come back. So it's just like this 10-year-old hanging out at his house by himself, and like his aunt would bring him groceries and shit. So he was a bit of an odd fella. He also told me that he was good friends with the crew in like 2014. So I was just like, okay, this guy's pretty
like
cool.
Like Deluxe and Speedy?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But he's definitely isn't. He had a YouTube channel with like 30 subs, but he had a nervous tick where he would adjust his glasses. And he would do it with every single word he said if he was uncomfortable during the conversation.
Oh my god.
So me and my friend.
That's so much effort.
I know. It was literally like constantly just moving his. It, like he was like jacking them off. Like he'd just be wiggling them while he talks. And we just like had. We'd ask him a question and just like pull up a little calculator and just press +1 every time he adjusted his glasses to see how many times he did it in the conversation. It was so interesting. It's just such an odd nervous tick. So I was just curious if any of you had like weird ones like that where you just did something subconsciously.
I know the weird
not any that I can think of.
Yeah, I think the phone like one's pretty common. You know, you're in any sort of uncomfortable situation, you just kind of start scrolling social media or something. Not really looking at it, just scrolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty common.
There was a kid I knew named Matt Bean in school. He was a few years younger than me. I went to a...
Just name drop him.
Matt Bean is punching air right now.
Matt Bean will be fine.
Full legal name.
He'll be fine.
Matt Bean lives on 478 West Street.
Nobody called him Matt. Like, if you were referring to Matt Bean, you called him Matt Bean. So that's his first name to everybody. But his little weird, really, really weird social quirk thing was that when he was younger, he would, like, maybe eighth grade, he would memorize everybody's full names in the yearbook all the way up to 12th grade. And that's how he would refer to you. So maybe that's why people called him Matt Bean, is because he called everybody by their full name. But there was one day where a kid named, now I got to say this guy's full name too, because Matt Bean called him his full name. So
George
Trey
Hot
Yates,
Dog.
No, Trey Yates was going into the bathroom to go take a piss. And Matt Bean came crawling out from underneath the sink out of a cabinet and pointed at him and said, "You're Trey Yates," while he's taking a piss. And he did this multiple times, people at my school.
Weird.
Did he wear a helmet?
Was he autistic? That's very like autistic to do that.
Yes. Like
he could have been. He could have been like high functioning. For all I know, I don't know.
Dude, that is.
But Matt Bean was a character.
If I was peeing and I didn't know this person who just crawled out of the sink,
you're barred by Snoople.
Dude, yeah, I would aim my stream at him and just blast him.
I'd probably start pushing
real hard, so it's like blast super. It's not even a stream. It's like a spray.
Yeah, you know, puts your thumb on your dick tip like it's the garden hose.
Like it's so like more forceful.
Y'all ever I'd go all fucking Mario Sunshine on him, dude, and just blast him.
Oh, at least it's not the two stream. You guys ever two stream pee? That's the fucking
two
worst.
Stream pee.
You've never had that? If you like, okay, the only times I've ever gotten it is like, actually, there, I guess there's three. One, if you ever go to a beach and like a little tiny grain of sand ends up in your little dick hole. You go to the pit, and it's just like, you just get like a fork stream.
That's happened to me.
Or if you nut, you're not thorough enough, it'll just like, you know, might just shoot to the left for some reason.
Or straight down.
Yeah. I've never had that one. Pee all through socks.
Just shoot straight up into your face. Pee
just
right in your own mouth.
Just curves up into your mouth.
Defies
gravity completely.
One time I was at the beach, and it was like a big family trip, and I was like fucking like five around that age. And I was making people laugh because I was taking like wet sand from the beach that had like shells all in it and just putting it in my like fucking trunks.
No, dude.
And like,
I
knew it was
crab in there.
Dude, I knew it was making people laugh. And as a kid, like if you do something that gets you attention, you keep doing it, you know, until it becomes annoying. Mm-hmm. So I just kept doing it over and over until like my swim trunks were just full of fucking sand. And dude, I had to pull so many seashells out of my ass crack. It hurt so bad. And I learned my lesson.
To never put a crab nesting in your asshole.
Like. Yeah, dude. I was like pulling them right out of the hole. It hurt so bad.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, I was just trying to be funny.
You're retarded.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got, you know, like, if you buy cheap underwear, like cheap socks, or really any like cheap clothing, you get like a random, like a frayed little piece of cotton that just like hangs out. No, nobody's ever had that ever.
That's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life, bro. What is wrong with you?
I think we all know what you're talking about. It's just the fact that you asked us that we were all quiet and just like, I don't know. Of course we know what that fucking
is,
Clark,
bro.
Well, nobody fucking answered, so I didn't know what the I didn't know if all of you were buying fucking Gucci the last 30 years and then
your weak fabrics up there in Canada. That doesn't happen here in America.
Here in America, we get ours from sweatshops and they make them right or they're gonna get beat and ain't getting paid their 2 cents for a day.
That's right.
But I had one of those on my underwear when I was probably like 15, and I don't know how it happened. But I played a game of hockey and like almost an inch of like the cotton string somehow went up my dick hole. And
What? How?
Dude, that's
like mathematically impossible. You did that on purpose. You were sounding.
I was not sounding. I was probably 15 or something.
Does your dick inhale or something?
I don't know. I literally
vacuum dick.
I have played hockey for like 17 years and have never had this happen. Just the one time. And it was literally like almost a fucking inch of this string was in my dick hole. And I went to take my underwear off and like, I don't know. I guess kind of went with like ass cheeks first and started to do the front. And I like felt something like tickling but stinging, and I started panicking. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, and I like pulled it out. Dude, it was the nastiest feeling. I don't understand how people like take Lego guys up their dick hole.
Hey Keurig coffee drinkers, did you know that the bold smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold, and of course they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Dude,
wait, people do that?
Sounding? Yeah, people put like screwdrivers. Yeah.
No, I thought you meant specifically Lego man. Guys.
I don't know, probably. Avocado seeds, I don't know what goes up there, man.
Oh.
It was the most disgusting, uncomfortable feeling I've ever had. I couldn't fit an avocado seed
like
in my
strings
dickle,
are like, I don't understand, because strings are like limp. You push it against anything and it's...
Dude, right. I honestly have
you
no idea.
You obviously did it on purpose.
I don't think I could.
You like put hairspray on it to make it straight or something.
Yeah. And then inserted that and you were just like, oh, what's this in my dick hole? Later on.
You know there's a parasite that lives in the Amazon rainforest where if you're pissing in the stream, it'll climb up your stream.
It'll swim. It doesn't climb, it swims.
Well, whatever, you fucking salmon ass motherfucker.
Salmon? What? How's that an insult?
Climb.
Pulls out his ladder and goes into your penis.
Yeah. Cranks 90s up to your dick hole.
Starts Fortnite building.
Ain't nobody ever had this conversation before, by the way. Salmon's cranking Fortnite 90s up to your dick hole in the Amazon River.
Wow, that's a niche conversation right there.
That's a goons conversation, TM.
What? Where are we going with this, by the way, McNasty?
You die.
Just another dick hole
does
combo.
It kill you?
I imagine.
I just heard that it goes in your pee hole and like it doesn't go up into your body. It goes in your pee hole and expands inside of your pee hole, so you can't like piss. You have to like surgically get it removed.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're like living in the rainforest and not near civilization, you're dead as hell.
Well, you're also dead from, like, a leaf cut if you live in those places.
Yeah, true.
Dude, shit like that is terrifying. Like, watching people where they get the parasites in them. Like, there was one that I saw where this woman got, like, some like, worm in her back or something. And
dude, I don't know. In my back.
Or it was her stomach or something like that. But it had, like, physically came in, like, through the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't come from like her eating something or something like that. I could be getting the story wrong, but like, and this could all be bullshit because it's like reality TV, but she fucking put like a raw steak on her back or whatever because she heard that like that can lure them to come out because they'll want to eat the steak or something. And it, she fell asleep with like a steak on her back and it had climbed up out of her back, ate through the steak and went back into her back or some shit like that.
Oh,
it was like hamburger, like raw
gross.
Hamburger meat or something.
Ew.
Oh, dude, God. Yeah, that's fucked.
If that's real, that is fucked.
Yeah, dude, shit like that is so scary.
Have you guys ever killed a bug that had a parasite in it?
No.
I think so. I mean, I've seen videos where they start like spazzing out and going fucking ballistic.
It's nasty. I stepped on a cricket once. And it died, but its legs started like tweaking. And this little super thin, like white worm just started climbing out of its leg. And it was like 3 inches long of worm that was somehow inside this little ass cricket. It was so fucking disgusting.
Have you ever seen grub worms?
Pleasant. No. What is a grub worm?
Little fat ones.
Dude, there used to be this thing that we would do back in the day when we were like little kids where we would take a piece of pine straw and there's like little holes in the ground and you would stick like a piece of pine straw or something into the hole and like when the pine straw would start wiggling, that's when you like yank it up out of the hole and dude, you'd pull like these big motherfucking like grub worms out of these holes in the ground. Like,
I have a disgusting story about these. I did not know that that's what those are called. When I was a kid, my lawn was like infested with these. And I probably got like 20 of them and jammed them in a water bottle and left it in the sun. I didn't tell any of my family members. And my mom found it and opened it in the garage because she didn't know what it was. And the garage smelt so fucking bad for so long because I was some dumb fuck kid that just shoved grubs in a water bottle.
Disgusting.
I was fucking stupid. I used to wait for fireflies to come up and I would just hit them with a baseball bat.
I would do that, but I just slap them. I would just slap them in my hand or something.
I was a mass murderer, bro.
Roly-poly-olies? I used to squish them.
Dude, roly-polies? Hey, yes, dude.
Question.
You ever, like, bend one backwards? Have you tried to get it from under
the Go the other way.
You're like a wrestler just breaking his bag on you, over your knee.
The top rope.
Just swanton bomb a roly-poly.
I ain't seen a roly-poly since I was like 8, by the way. Do they go extinct?
Where do they go? Bugs like that. Like, I haven't seen a ladybug since I was a kid. Do bugs like that just not exist anymore when you grow up?
Don't play in the dirt anymore.
I definitely still play in the dirt, bro.
Going finger deep in the ground. Like, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I hope we don't. Fuck the earth.
Is there just going to be like 6 roly-polies on our desk while we're doing a podcast?
There's just one eating through my house right now. Some massive roly-poly.
That'd be terrifying.
It's like that would 600 be pounds of roly-poly-oly.
Have
you guys ever watched those videos of the like people that clean out wasp nests? Oh my god, dude. They keep showing up in my recommended now because I watched one of them. That is fucking terrifying. Like people that have like dry rot in their walls because a wasp will just like make a massive nest. Did you guys ever like destroy wasp nests as a kid?
I used to. I used to try to go around the neighborhood and find them. And I used to just use a pool noodle and I used to hit it and just run. And that was my whole tactic.
I would always get like super hot water in a cup and put like dish soap in it and like stir it around and just like sling it onto a massive wasp nest and run away.
The hell, why?
It works. That's a formula.
The lore is that it blinds them.
Really?
And they fall onto the ground and you just squish them.
The lore?
The lore.
We're such gamers.
What is the weirdest way you guys have killed a bug?
Honestly,
I think I put like a fly in my eyelid one time when I was a kid, and I just closed my eyes and I just suffocated.
No,
I'm joking.
No, you're not. That was a true story.
I don't think you're joking at all.
No, that was a true story.
Just stuff a bug up in my eye and just keep my eyes closed until I can't breathe anymore.
Cockroach under my big toenail is still there. Never got out.
Thanks, Rank.
It's just fossilized under my big toenail.
I have a symbiotic relationship with a cockroach under my toenail.
Symbiotic? That word is too big for me.
Okay.
Symbiote. We just talked about them.
I just have a Simba relationship with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yummy, what were you going to say before McNasty Dumb?
I killed a toad one time and I got in big trouble. And I felt bad about it ever since. I found a toad in my front yard and I put a washer, like nuts and bolts and washers and shit. I put a washer in its mouth and I threw it on my neighbor's roof and it died.
What an asshole.
Something about like a bug being tiny makes it justified to kill.
Right.
Like if it has any mass to it, like
a dog's ass.
So like, dude, something about it. Like, think about it. Like, if you feel bad if you kill a frog, but if you kill like a roly-poly, you're like, oh fuck it, who cares?
There's definitely like a size threshold where like you start to have a conscience about it.
You fucking put a nut in its mouth and
I never really thought about that. A size threshold for guilt.
Yeah.
It really is killing. Though. Like you don't care if you kill a roach, but if you kill a frog, it's just like you cry yourself to sleep.
Doesn't sound like Yummy, did he? Just threw it on a roof.
I got in trouble.
Well, no shit. You threw a frog on your neighbor's car.
I said I felt bad.
I'd be so confused if I woke up in the morning.
Oh, I put a bee in the microwave one time when I was a kid.
You put a bee in the microwave?
Yeah, I remember that.
So what happened? Did it catch on fire?
It just stopped moving. Oh, I was hoping it would like explode or something,
did
but
you
it
eat
noticed.
It?
Like I remember seeing its wings just like deteriorate.
McNasty probably thought he was making honey, dumbass.
I just wanted to see what happened.
I think.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought it was going to explode, like boom, like a firework or something, but no, just stopped moving. Just died.
Humans are assholes, bro.
We are dicks,
dumbest fucking ones of mine. I used to catch houseflies, and I'd take their wings off and then throw them at my front door. and they would just die instantly.
Try to fly
it.
Now, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I used to crush flies in the blind. Like, you know how they get in the blinds of a house? Yeah. Like, trying to fly them. I would take the blind and, like, slowly, like, crush it up into
and you
the
hear,
blind.
Like, the cracking sound, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, there's fly goo all over the blind and window.
The other one I got in trouble for, I like literally killed a spider with fire. I got my sister's hairspray and I sprayed it all over the spider and it was like stuck, and then I lit it with a match and it just like went.
And I did it with the
dude,
where you hold the lighter
spider,
and like a flamethrower.
Oh, you just flamethrow it. Cooked spider smells so fucking bad.
Yeah, it smells like hair, doesn't it?
Hair
is awful.
It was nasty, but my parents were not happy about that one at all.
Well, yeah, because you could have started a fire. Yeah, I don't give a shit about the spider.
It wasn't even a big one, just like one of those little cellar spiders that just minds your own business. Okay, should we do another topic, or do you want to end it on the untimely death of
I swear there has to be more ways that I've killed insects. I'm trying to like.
I feel
think
like
over.
I'm gonna remember them later.
Yeah, like.
Anybody ever put salt on a snail?
No, I haven't.
No, I've always heard it was crazy, but I've never done it.
Yeah, it just like
what actually happens?
Just, like, curls up real tight.
We used to put it on leeches because we used to collect turtles from this little like dam thing, and my friend had a like pond in his backyard. We used to put them in. Whenever there was a leech on its back, we used to just put salt on it, and it just like. It just like do a little dance and then die.
The fuck shit! Ouch!
I swear I saw like a cartoon one time where someone did that and the snail like fucking exploded. And I thought that that's what happened whenever you would do that to like a snail for some reason.
So, I think so.
No, it just
and
like
I think that I did it and I was very disappointed. Like, I don't even think it killed
up.
The snail. I don't
yeah,
even think
it does
killed
bubble
it.
Up. Yeah, it does.
Like it's like bubbly.
I heard that if you put grits on an ambed, they'll eat them and then explode.
Grits?
Really?
Yeah, because they like when they hit water or something, they expand. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, I guess that does make sense.
Well, that's
but
like,
I've
that's
never
like,
thought of that.
I've heard
it's like feeding Alka-Seltzer to a bunch of seagulls.
Yeah, I've heard rice. I've heard if you give seagulls or ducks rice, they'll just pop. But I don't know how true that is.
Why is it like that?
So please don't go out
give seagulls
feeding
laxatives.
Your local seagulls.
Probably because
somebody got arrested for doing that not that long ago at Huntington Beach. Yeah, they did it for like a YouTube.
How is that
prank.
Illegal? How is that a law? Not give
it's,
laxatives.
It's not. It wasn't so
endangering
much
endangering wildlife.
Oh yeah, might have been that one.
Fine.
But I think it's because of the actions of it after, where the seagulls just shit on everybody. That was because that person did that. I forget. It's some weird law, like just like disrupting the public or something. Yeah,
they got disturbing arrested. The peace.
How does one get caught? If you get caught as a criminal giving laxative seagulls, you are the shittiest criminal.
Well, they filmed it and uploaded it to YouTube and monetized their crime.
Right, so you're the shittiest criminal, like I said. Yeah.
Imagine doing that purely out of the hatred of your heart and not for a video.
Yeah, you don't even do it for like a bit. You just literally hate seagulls and beachgoers.
That's a long like process though, I feel like, because laxatives they take a while to like go through your system, right? So you wouldn't even
a seagull system bird. Is like 3 inches, so I can't imagine it took that long.
I guess I just feel like that would just be like, aha, I gave it a laxative and it just flies away and you don't see anything.
Yeah, like 4 hours later it shits
yeah, it goes
in the ocean
shits on
the
house
know.
Like 2 miles away. You don't even see it. That'd be
NyQuil
so like such a letdown.
Bread. That would be a good one.
What? NyQuil bread?
NyQuil soaked bread for seagulls, and they pass out when they're flying. Falling seagulls everywhere.
But just like Pearl Harbor of seagulls?
How about just lighting a rat on fire? Why not? Let's do it.
How would you give a seagull a laxative? You just like lace a whole loaf of bread with NyQuil and throw it out?
I think they did it with like fries and stuff, and they just shit everywhere.
That is so
fucked. They make liquid laxative.
That is so fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Ipecac syrup?
Yeah,
isn't that the it's thing like that just makes you instantly shit your brains out? Like,
no, it
instantly?
Makes you throw up and induces vomiting.
Oh, that yeah, yeah, that's the thing on Family Guy that like bit from a long time ago. I think that's what that.
You
was.
Guys ever watch like the competitive eater YouTubers or like the people that do like gauntlet
yeah, like
fucking challenges?
Matt Stoney,
dude,
what? Yeah.
There's this. Oh, Blark! If you've never watched that, I highly, haven't. Highly recommend this YouTuber
is
called
that,
LA
is that
Beast.
What I'm doing the rest of my night in so LA
Beast. You will spend hours watching this Blark. This dude named LA Beast pushes the fucking boundaries of the human body. There was one video. There was one video where I don't think he has it up anymore because I just tried to watch it again recently. His dad did something to piss him off, mm-hmm. and he drank like. I think he drank like a liter of Pepsi or something.
It was Crystal Pepsi, like expired from 1980.
Well, 1990s. No. There was one where he drank like, I think he drank like regular Pepsi. He got in his dad's car, drank like a liter of Pepsi, I think, and then took like Ipecac syrup or something like that and threw up all in his dad's
Why?
Car. Just puked all in
it. Why, though?
It was so funny. Like, he threw up all over himself and all over like the steering wheel. just
That is fucking gross.
Dude, he'll drink like a pitcher of eggs. Just some crazy shit, dude.
Yeah, I feel like people down. That are like that, that do that kind of shit, probably are going to die at like 45.
Yeah. So well, I mean, Shoe Nice is still going. That guy ate like light bulbs and like...
Yeah, but he didn't start doing that until like he was already 45.
Yeah. I feel like he's been 45 since I was 9. Like, yeah, I feel like Shoe Nice is the same person. He's stuck in an infinite loop.
Shoe Nice, I don't think will ever die. By the way, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't mention Shoe Nice because I watched one of his streams he was doing on YouTube while I was on Twitch, and we got like him to swallow earbuds or something. But because he did that in an old video where he swallowed like AirPods down to his fucking neck, and it, just the sound he had the mic on. It was regular iPhone like earbuds, like the old ones with the mic on it.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
You could just hear the coughing through the mic. It's just like so bass boosted and funny, dude. But like he spam commented all on one of my YouTube videos. I had to hide the word Shoe Nice from my comments. Because he Why? Has like 50 fucking he YouTube does. Accounts. Uh-huh. And he was like, Soup, where did you mention me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like just saying a number at a time in a comment. And just did it fucking repeatedly for like an hour
because
straight.
Because you made him eat headphones?
No, he was like, what video did you mention me in? And then proceeded to spam my entire comment section with different God. YouTube channels. Like from different YouTube channels.
That is.
It was fucked.
Didn't he have some shit going on where like his wife left and he just ate a bunch of SpongeBob stickers and stuff?
In an alley, specifically. Yeah.
I think that's what got him on the map was the SpongeBob stickers in an alley.
Well, my wife left me. I better eat SpongeBob stickers in an alley. Like, why is that the next logical step?
That's like the Hail Mary of trying to become internet famous. I have no other ideas for my life. I'm just going to kill myself and upload it.
That LA Beast guy. Go ahead, Soup.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that LA Beast guy about the eggs. He ate a dozen eggs upside down through a tube. And then threw it all up into a frying pan and then ate an omelet of the eggs that he threw up.
Oh, my.
Dude, that's like some Max Mofo bullshit.
Oh,
right
dude,
there.
He also drank a gallon of honey while he got like a beekeeper to let bees like swarm his beard. So he's drinking a gallon of honey and bees are like all over
dude,
his
they're
face.
They're probably pissed.
Blark, you're going to have a fun time tonight. I'll just tell you that.
I'm going to get arrested for tax evasion because of this YouTube channel now.
So fucking funny.
All right. On that note, should we end it?
Probably,
On my tax evasion.
Tax evasion. Okay.
Don't
yes,
pay
please.
Your taxes.
Okay,
go to prison.
Do your outro.
Paying taxes is for pussies.
Yummy, thank you for being here.
Of course.
We appreciate you.
It was fun. Yeah.
Thank you for being here,
You don't need to lie. It wasn't fun.
It wasn't that bad.
This is probably like one of the most dumb, random, laughless podcasts we've ever had. Not because of you. I'm not saying because you're here. You're just...
Blame our guests.
Yeah, normally it's fine, but when you show up...
It's yummy. 100% yummy's fault.
Thanks,
yummy's
guys.
Yummy's never coming back. You're a piece of shit. Fuck off.
Thanks, guys.
Do the outro.
All right. Download on Spotify. Subscribe. Like the video. Download on Spotify. Subscribe. Go check out Yummy's channel. Subscribe to him. And
okay, my lights are starting to flicker, so we need to stop right now.
Ooga, booga, ooga, booga, ooga.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.